I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The opening weekend of archery hunting season in West Virginia is upon us. In a moment, a preview of Bow Hunting West Virginia 2012. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. The 2012 archery hunting season in West Virginia opens this Saturday, well before the old opening days of the past. Scott Warner at DNR says the decision to move the opening day back was twofold.
We wanted to provide additional recreational opportunities. Our biologists had been looking at establishing an earlier season for the last 2-3 years, and our biggest concern was we didn't want to biologically impact our deer population, and, you know, after evaluating this, we're not going to be impacting our deer population. Actually, what it's going to be doing is providing more recreational opportunities, and we're hoping that because of the additional recreational opportunities, that parents are more likely to take their kids out because we've got 2 extra weeks. And then we're also, in addition to providing additional recreational opportunities, we're hoping that those guys who like to buck hunt when the rut comes in are more likely to go out and maybe harvest an antlerless deer because the season's been extended a little bit.
Now, the early season means several changes to the way bow hunters typically go about things. First off, the first weeks will find deer still feeding rather than rutting.
The mast conditions this year looks to be pretty good. I wouldn't say it's overly abundant, but there's some acorns out there. It may not be all over the place, but there's definitely some acorns out there. I would focus most of my efforts first part of the season around food sources. Whether that's, you know, looking for acorns or whether that's edge of a field.
One other change in 10 counties of the state, if you want to take a second buck with a bow, you're going to have to kill a doe first.
You know, we've always heard, you know, a recommendation from some of the serious sportsmen that they wanted to make sure that we had this earn a buck type of program. And this is really not one of those earn a buck type of programs because you can still take a buck, you know, with your first tag. But in those 10 counties, in all these counties listed in the hunting regulations, we are encouraging, or pretty much requiring them to harvest an antlerless deer before they take an additional buck.
Those 10 counties are Brooke, Hampshire, Hancock, Hardy, Marshall, Mineral, Monongalia, Ohio, Tyler, and Wood. What's more, across the state, the bear hunting season will also open.
We're opening up bear season as well on the 29th, and that's a statewide archery season for bears. So if you're interested in taking another trophy animal, you've got an opportunity to do so both on Saturday. So if I'm buying an RB stamp, I'd consider really strongly buying that bear damage stamp as well.
And also be sure to get your extra buck stamp by Friday, because once the season's open, you can't buy them. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.